WildTalkRadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to Monday Night Raw.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
So, what do you guys want to talk about?
Featuring Sir Rockin.
If you're the man, what the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
Wrestling has more than one royal family.
I'm never gonna be dumb and lonely. Now welcome to the queen.
A night filled with surprises, returns, pull apart brawls, general manager getting really, really heated, beat up, and that WrestleMania card, pretty good. Talk about it. It's Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211 chat. If you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's not Prime Gaming, it's not Twitch Prime, it's just Prime. Click the purple button below the screen. Or do so by just clicking in general like Brent did for 38 months in a row. Thanks, Brent. You can use credit card Rocket Sucker, Lens, and Warden, Fortnite, M Shop. By Looney Tunes, Game of Thrones, and more. Hashtag Epic Partner. I'm the producer. That's Lindsay Ward.
Oh, we are on the road to WrestleMania. We are 2 weeks out at this point, and things are heating up.
Lindsay Ward just subscribed with Prime. Nice.
Hey, she hit the purple button below the screen for 69 months. Nice. Thanks, Lindsay.
I had to do it just for the 69.
Just for the 69. Because nice.
Nice. But no, we are heating things up, and yeah, we still have time to build things, kind of.
I mean, is there really anything left to build? We got everything. All the matches are pretty much, as Adam Pearce likes to say, official.
They're official, but I think you need to do like a little bit of story around Seth and Gunther beyond what you did tonight. Especially Gunther's motivations.
But why? But why is he facing him? Why?
Because Bron Breakker wasn't healthy. That's why he's facing him. Because Bron Breakker was not healthy. Well, I think we all know that one, potentially. But
so,
no, like,
so
I think...
to answer that question, we'll get into all the segments in a second. Bron Breakker was at Madison Square Garden today in hopes of getting his medical clearance in time for WrestleMania. One would assume medical clearance was not given, seeing as there's another match made official for Seth Rollins at WrestleMania.
Or if they're going to do it, they're going to have Braun do like a run-in at Mania just to be safe. And just to give him all the time they can, and then they'll kick off Seth versus Braun.
So let's talk about that, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was throughout the night. Paul Heyman was being pestered by Adam Pearce, who said, "Have you checked your email? Have you checked your email?" And Paul Heyman's like, "I haven't checked my email. I don't do. We have a conversation. They're just follow ups from conversations in person." And then he, you know, has something to say, so he comes to the ring, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he starts talking. And he made a point. There was a point he made. I'm trying to remember the exact line. All right. He tried to do something special. He said he tried to give him Brock Lesnar versus Obi Femi. We'll talk about that and blamed Adam Pearce. Adam Pearce comes out. He asked him, checked his email. Heyman said, there was nothing Pearce would tell him they didn't already know. You know, I smell everything. So have you, you know, did you smell what was in your email? And he took a shot at Boston. You know, and Pearce is like, so you know that the Boston police dropped all charges against Seth Rollins. And was that supposed to scare me? So, you know, this is his hometown. And he mentioned he's the last manager standing from the 80s and the last promoter standing from the 90s. Both.
I mean, that's true. He is.
Are factual statements. And the fans start chanting ECW. And then Adam Pearce announced that Seth Rollins has been medically clear to compete. And then Seth Rollins' music plays. Heyman's concerned. Rollins hits the ring in a suit, black suit, has the chair, hits Heyman in the back with the chair, and he's going for the stop. So he gets to the corner, he's ready to go, and you hear the crowd erupt, and I was like, Ron, in 3, 2, and then it was Gunther. Gunther pulls Rollins out and puts him to sleep, pointed to the sign. Gunther had a cut on his eye.
Yeah, he did.
Not sure from what, but he had a cut on his eye. And then it was later made official as Pearce came out of the backstage locker room. Then at WrestleMania, it will be Seth freaking Rollins versus Gunther at WrestleMania. It's Rollins and Gunther. You don't need much more than that.
I think just a little explanation, just a little bit, would be good. And they can do that in the next 2 weeks, and it'll be completely fine. But just Gunther's reason, basically. His modus operandi, if you will, of why he's coming after Seth. Beyond he just can, right? Like, and that's a perfectly logical reason to do that. But I have a really funny feeling that Seth is going to be the stepping stone for Gunther to go after Brock for Brock's retirement tour. And they're going to use Seth versus Gunther to set up Brock versus Gunther because Heyman's involved, and Gunther can use Heyman to lure Brock in basically and go for Brock. And so I kind of have a funny feeling that's what this is all really going to be. But in terms of like Gunther versus Seth, yeah, okay, all right, we can do that. I think we've had it before. It's been fine. Gunther's reason he was not going to be on Mania and this was his chance, or Paul gave him a shot. Yeah, I mean, and that's a perfectly logical explanation and a perfectly fine reason. Like, we don't really need the reason for the match. What we need is Gunther's reason for working with Heyman. That's really what we need. Because, like, Gunther just wanting to beat the shit out of Seth, I mean, all due respect and love to Seth Rollins, but who doesn't want to beat the shit out of Seth? I mean, he just has a perfectly punchable face. But, like, it's Gunther's whole reason for working with Heyman and siding with Heyman. Like, especially since he's been solo this whole time. So, like, why would he work with Heyman specifically? And we need that reason. And once we have it, it will be fine.
If he's working with Heyman. If
he's working with Heyman, that's the other side of this equation, is if he's working with Heyman or if he's working on his own. So I think if you just do like a little bit of setup work on that, it will be fine. Like, beyond that, we don't need a lot of build, because this is not necessarily going to be a main event match. This is going to be like probably a semi-main on the show. And that's, so it doesn't need as much of a build, because it can kind of be sort of like a come down match, if you will, and it will be fine. And that's the whole thing. But the important thing is that it gets Gunther on the show, it gets Seth on the show, and we are going to get a fantastic match out of it.
But oh my god, they have Gunther. Oh my goodness, he's not on the show. Where's their plan B for Gunther? They should always have a plan B.
Honestly, I think they needed to chill out on Gunther for a minute. And I think them chilling out on him, or maybe he's been on SmackDown.
No, so his match was supposed to be Rey Mysterio.
Right.
That was supposed to be the build. That's why they did this stuff with Dragon Lee. Rey Mysterio got injured right before the Royal Rumble, and then they were hoping he would get healthy. He's not fully healthy yet. So they did the stuff with Dragon Lee, and then Gunther and Dragon Lee were feuding for a bit. And Rey Mysterio was supposed to be the next step. And well, Rey is still hurt. He broke ribs. So they're healing.
Yeah. That's gonna take a minute.
So that's why we haven't seen Gunther for 3 weeks. Because if he has no direction, you don't put him on the show.
No.
And I said this back in December, after we came down from the Cena matches the next night. I posed this question on WTR. Maybe we did it that night too. I don't remember. I remember posting it on WTR. What do you do with Gunther at WrestleMania? And nobody had any real clear idea what you do that made perfect sense. We knew months ago it was going to be hard to give Gunther something meaningful at WrestleMania. The internet just decided to figure it out now. Tried. But there was nothing meaningful for him to do at WrestleMania. Because once you get John Cena and then you got AJ Styles, everything else kind of is like, now what? Like, it was specifically like, okay, now he's got to be in the title picture. Well, they clearly didn't put him in the title picture.
Yeah.
So they went to AJ. So after that, he had to go to the title. And well, when they couldn't, they fast-tracked it to the Rumble. Yeah. Because they didn't fast-track it. It was always the plan, because that's where AJ wanted to go. But
all due respect to AJ, he couldn't have held for like a couple more months and gone out at Mania. Like, I know it's cliche, but dude.
No, he wanted to go at the Rumble. He was telling people for months. That's it.
I know, but still, it's like you could have waited. It would have fixed a couple things.
Well, you tell that to his neck.
I won't tell that to his neck, but. You know, it's just, it is what it is. But no, nobody could come up with anything for Gunther. That's the whole point, because it's with the gimmick they're running with him, which is the legend killer gimmick, and he's retiring people. They're not going to do somebody 2 months after AJ Styles. That's the whole issue. So you're just throwing him in sort of like meaningless feuds, and you don't need to have him go out there and rip somebody apart on WrestleMania that's of any like note or consequence. Like, you could give him a 5-minute squash match, but that's really not of any note on the show. And the problem is we sort of knew at that point that everybody who was getting whom, and then we had injuries, and it's like, okay, well, what are we doing now? Because it's like Seth got hurt, Braun got hurt, Bronson got hurt. You know, we've had a ton of injuries coming into this Mania season, and it's sort of like messed up all the plans. So it's like, you have to find something for Gunther, but the problem is what do you have? And the answer is not a lot. So do you leave him off WrestleMania? Do you leave him off TV until you can find him something to do? Like, personally, my thing with him at this point is you have to use him very sparingly, and you have to use him carefully. And I think he should be present. But I think he should be present for the bigger moments so they have more impact. Like, I don't think he needs to be going out there and doing squash matches every week, because he has nothing to prove. He literally has nothing to prove. This is the man that has retired John Cena. He has retired AJ Styles. He's had multiple record-setting
titles. Don't forget about Goldberg. You can't forget about Goldberg.
I forgot about Goldberg. But he's had multiple record-setting title reigns on every level. He's one of the only Grand Slam champions he's not a Grand Slam yet, but he's held. Well, no, I guess he hasn't held SmackDown, but like, he's one of the very few that's held the UK title,
which really doesn't mean anything at this point, but yeah.
But it doesn't mean, but it's a singular distinction, because the only other people that are on that roster that held that title are Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate, and they're, busy being Starbucks drinks.
They're Americanos at this point. Yeah.
Yeah. So like, it's a singular distinction for him. So it's like, he really has nothing to prove. So you don't need to have him out there every week just to be there. You can make his presence much more impactful. Like, when he shows up, it matters. When he shows up, he's got his eye on somebody, and it's that much more terrifying because it's, oh, he's lurking. Oh, he's just around the corner. I don't think you need to take him off TV for 6 months, but he doesn't need to be there every week for it to be meaningful. And that's the whole point. Now, would he have been there every week if Ray was healthy? Sure. Yeah, he would be on SmackDown every week feuding with Ray, and that's fine.
Raw.
I thought Ray was SmackDown.
Raw. No, Ray is Raw. In case people wondered, Ray is a Raw superstar. He's just never on Raw. He's never healthy.
He's just never on Raw. But yeah, like, I think what they're doing is fine. Like, truthfully, I think we did need the break from Gunther. So maybe this is like a masked blessing in a way. Because like, especially with the Cena and the Styles retirements being so close together, it's kind of like, okay, yay, good for you. Woo, you can go away now. And I think now this will give him a little bit of that oomph back. Because people are excited to see him.
Monday Night Raw opened with SmackDown's Cody Rhodes, the undisputed WWE champion. He asked the crowd, "What do you want to talk about?" And out came Stephanie McMahon. Cody was like, what are you doing here? Her last name is McMahon, and this is the house her grandfather built. Key grandfather.
Not her father, because you can't talk about her father.
We'll get to that. Cody then asked what she wanted to talk about. She said she wanted to talk about you and Randy and WrestleMania, and you won't like it. Steph said Cody believes he brings the best out of people in the ring, but he won't be able to do it this time. Stephanie said this version of Randy Orton is diabolical. She said Cody needs to think like Orton. She said her father was great at doing that and it could get down dirty with the best of them her father was great at doing that and could get down dirty with the best of them. From what I've seen, though, I think it was for his father. From what I've seen, you are not your father, though. This version of Cody Rhodes can't beat this version of Randy Orton. You have no idea who you are dealing with. Talked about all the things, you know, things. Randy's listening to the voices in his head, and he's enjoying it. Cody said the last thing he wanted to was to be rude to Stephanie, but he knew everything about Orton. Cody recalled, Randy's the guy who's punished my own father. He said some of the things Orton did, he couldn't be shown today, which includes the things Randy did to Stephanie, because Cody was right there for that one. Cody recalled being a babysitter for Randy and said he had to pull over the car, turn the radio down, make sure that Orton was still breathing while he drooled all over himself. He's not the student, and he's not afraid of Randy. You want to bring up fathers? I'm not mine. You're right, Stephanie McMahon. With all due respect, you're not yours either. We would hope not. Stephanie then slapped Cody across the face. Stephanie told Cody that she was there because she cared about Cody. She says this version of Orton doesn't need a babysitter. She says Orton is just listening to the voices in his head because he is beckoning them because he loves what they say. And it's clear he's talking to somebody else. Stephanie told Cody he had to learn to think like Randy. WrestleMania will be the last time that he's introduced as the undisputed WWE champion. She goes to leave. He spins her back around. He goes, Stephanie McMahon, I've got two words for ya. Thank you. That was good.
It was good. It was, I think, a little bit of a kick in the ass that Cody needed. Not that he needed a lot, but it is the reminder, especially since it's been a long time since we've seen this version of Randy, that Randy is dangerous. Right, because we've seen, like, good guy Randy Orton, we've seen affable Randy Orton, we've seen, like, we have not seen the Viper, we have not seen this very vicious version of Randy that we know he can go to in a very, very long time. I think it's been since Bray, maybe a little bit after, but, like, it is the reminder to Cody, you need to get on his level. You think he needs to come to you, that's not true, you need to go to him, because he's going to outplay you. He's going to outdo you. This is the Viper. This is the Legend Killer, the original Legend Killer. There's a reason nobody sees him coming, because he's a crafty little fucker, and he'll take you down. So I like that they did this. I thought this was good. I thought this gate injected something into this feud, because it was a good callback to what Randy did to Stephanie without talking about what Randy did to Stephanie. Because, yeah. We don't want to talk about that one in today's day and age, even though it was a really good angle. But yeah, I enjoyed this tremendously.
Backstage, YouTube sensation IShowSpeed was talking with Adam Pearce and was wondering where Danhausen was. And then Danhausen appears, puts his hand to the ear, and listens to the crowd just erupt when he appeared. He smiled. You know, Speed's like, my life's been this air. I've been missing flights. I've been late to events. He wants to be uncursed. And for $1 billion, rights to his streaming services, personal assistant, and a camera boy for himself, then I'll uncurse you. Speed, I can't do that. Pierce told Speed not to worry about that because he got him front row seats for the tag title match tonight. LA Knight walked in as a special commentator. Pierce asked Danhausen, weren't you supposed to disappear? He's like, oh yeah. Danhausen, still over massively with the crowd. The fan access, whatever they're calling it these days, his photo op appearance sold out right away.
I'm not surprised. Like, legitimately, everything about Danhausen shouldn't work. Everything about it should not work, especially in today's day and age. It is the kitschiest, stupidest shit you've ever seen in wrestling. And that's not any offense to him at all. But, like, when you think about today's modern wrestling fan, they hate shit like this. But it works. They love Danhausen. They love everything about him. Like, he just has the, he has the it factor. He has that capability to get this over and make people love it. And he is just a license for any company that has him to just print money, because he is a merch machine. Like, the science behind the character is really extraordinary, because he's created something that is unique, it's marketable, and it's over. Do you know how hard that is to do in wrestling?
It's very hard.
And the best,
his appearance is, and the very limited.
Yeah, and the best part of all, it translates across companies, across promotions. It doesn't matter where Danhausen goes, whether it's AEW, whether it's WWE, whether it's on the indies, it all works. It all works. He can insert himself into any company and it works. It's insane.
It was the Usos versus Logan Paul and Austin Theory in a street fight for the World Tag Team Championships. Solid match. You had Logan Paul's mother in the crowd. Aisha Speed was sitting next to her, because of course.
Of course.
And Speed was didn't want to get involved, because Logan got the brass knucks, and then Speed got pulled over the barricade when LA Knight got involved. And he picks up the brass knuckles and accidentally hits LA Knight with the brass knuckles. Eventually, Logan knocks out Jimmy with the knuckles. Jay dives down onto Logan Paul. Austin Theory falls over on top of Jimmy, and we got new World Tag Team Champions Logan Paul, Austin Theory, The Vision. Aisha Speed was like, I don't want to be here. You're forcing me to hold up my hands. I'm here still, though. So, yeah. There's that.
Like, he ran. You're surprised they lost him after getting a new thing? Well, you know. Like you do. Is Speed getting a match at Mania?
He might be getting a match at WrestleMania. Or he will. It all depends what they want to do. So, one, yeah, the Usos got a new theme because they're a tag team now. So they need a new theme.
Again.
So they can kind of run it with, like, the yeet, but no yeeting. Whatever it may be. Also, you know, Austin Theory and Logan Paul were supposed to look out for Aisha Speed. So I assume we either get a tag team title rematch at WrestleMania, where Aisha Speed's in the corner of Logan Paul and Austin Theory, or you do a six-person tag where it's Aisha Speed and The Vision against Logan Paul and The Uso, just to get everyone on the show. Because LA Knight needs a match at WrestleMania, and I guess doing a six-man tag would be the best way to get him on the show, because he's dealing with elbow bursitis at the moment. His elbow was very pointy the other week, so that's kind of coming back around. So, who knows? The six-man works, because it was probably going to be a six-man tag at WrestleMania of some sort, where Bronson Reed would have been the sixth man in the match, and not Aisha Speed. But, again, either option works, because having LA Knight be in the corner of the Usos kind of doesn't fit, but who knows? We'll see.
We will, in fact, see. So what's next?
Anyway, what's next on the show was Liv Morgan coming to the ring. And she's talking about her match at WrestleMania against Stephanie Vaquer. She says, "You're done for, bitch." And, you know, are you afraid to face me one-on-one, get in my face-to-face? And then, in Spanish, insulted Stephanie's mother, which, basically learning from Twitter, she called her a bitch too. Not the smartest. Stephanie came down to the ring. They started the brawl. She went to get a chair to Stephanie, and in return came Roxanne Perez.
She's back. Attacking
Stephanie from behind, and the two beat down Stephanie Vaquer, and Liv Morgan stood tall over Stephanie's body after the oblivion onto the chair. Stephanie really is going to need to get one up on them at some point.
Probably in the next week, I would bet she's going to get the one up.
Because right now, Liv's had her number for the majority of the weeks.
But I feel like you need that, because, like, here's the thing. And this is no offense to Liv, but, like, when you look at the two characters, Stephanie has a very sizable, I would say, advantage in a lot of respects. So it's, you need to have Liv look incredibly strong going into this, because I think a lot of people are going to look at Liv Morgan versus Stephanie Vaquer, and they're going to kind of dismiss it because it's Stephanie Vaquer, and she is very proven. And that's not to say Liv isn't, because Liv absolutely is. But it's like, when you look at the two resumes, I think people are going to be like, Stephanie's is a little bit stronger. So in that instance, having Liv be strong, especially her kind of standing on her own a little bit, is what you need, because they're really positioning her to become the new leader of the Judgment Day with Dom. Like, and they've positioned her like that for a long time, where it was basically she let Finn think he was running the show when in actuality he was not. And it was her that was running the show. Speaking So I think it's good that they're having her remain strong. But yeah, I would agree that at some point Stephanie does need to sort of like get a little offense in.
Speaking of the Judgment Day and Finn Balor, Finn Balor basically laid out the challenge for WrestleMania in a video package promo where he challenges Dominic Mysterio to a match at WrestleMania, and that is official.
We're all fine with this. We're all down.
We're all down with it. It's fine. It works. We all knew that was coming. It was Lyra and Bayley challenging Nia and Lash for the women's tag team titles. This matchup ends when Charlotte, Alexa, and the Bellas all come down to the ring. Everyone's fighting on the outside. Charlotte and Alexa attack. Match is thrown out. Everyone's going after the tag team champions. And then all the girls kind of look at each other. All have this moment while Nia and Lash are on the outside. And it was made official. It will be a four-way for the women's tag team titles at WrestleMania. It works.
It works. Totally works.
Charlotte doing the Bella spin, not only on SmackDown, but spinning past the Bellas with the Bella spin on Raw tonight. Perfect.
Perfect.
That was that. Absolutely perfect. So Paul Heyman comes to the ring with the Beast, Brock Lesnar. One thing to note, his Beast is dressed to fight. 2 weeks ago, he was distracted by Seth Rollins and was caught off guard. And last week, he wasn't dressed to fight. He came out last week for a conversation. But Oba picked a fight. But tonight, the Beast was dressed to fight. And Paul Heyman starts talking about everyone pisses their pants when they get in the ring with Brock Lesnar. And then Brock was like, give me this. Oba Femi, get your ass out here. Adam Pearce comes out with security guards, says that's not happening. And then Oba's music plays and Oba comes out. The fans are chanting, Oba, Oba. And he struts to the ring. The fans are strutting in their seats. Oba does a strut around the ring. Fans start chanting, holy shit, holy shit. As they get in the ring and they're locking eyes with one another and they're ready to go. As Oba was coming to the ring, he not only beat up security guards, he did one fall from grace to one of them, who landed right on his left side or right side, one of his hips. That's going to hurt tomorrow.
Yeah, that's going to be painful.
And then Pierce got shoved into the barricade by Oba Femi. So the two men lock eyes, and they're going, fans are like, holy shit, holy shit. And then Triple H, Paul Levesque. Oh my god, Triple H interjecting himself into the hottest angle of Monday Night Raw. Says internet fan. So he gets in between them. He's trying to push them apart because he's trying to protect the match of WrestleMania. Triple H tells Heyman to get his guy out of the ring. Lesnar eventually leaves, throws around the steps. One security guard gets F5'd as they leave. So two men got close to fighting, but you didn't get the fight. And that counts building to a match at WrestleMania. You don't give it away for free.
Nope.
But oh my god, Triple H showed up on Monday Night Raw and got involved in the hot angle. I'm like, yes, he is the boss. Especially when the general manager got shoved into the barricade by one of them. So who else is going to stop them? It's got to be the boss.
Yeah, it's like in this instance, especially with this escalating and this being a big angle with Brock and Oba, you need to have a higher authority than Triple H, or excuse me, than Adam Pearce, and that is Triple H, to your point. Like, this is going to escalate. This is going to continue to escalate, and therefore the person in charge needs to escalate. There's only so much Adam Pearce can really do, right? Only so much. And in terms of WWE's world and the TV presentation, there's only one person above Adam Pearce, and that is Triple H. He is the one that runs the shows. He is the one that's in charge. He is the board member that represents everything. You could technically say that above Triple H is The Rock, but
Dwayne's not showing up.
Let's all be real. Dwayne's not showing up. So, like, it's got to be Hunter. And in this instance, I'm fine with it. Like, because here's the thing. Hunter is not on TV every week as an authority figure. He's not even on TV every year as an authority figure. It is very, very, very rare that we see Hunter in that role at all. So a very sparing use of him like that, I think, is fine. Because it's appropriate. It is entirely appropriate here. Especially when Adam Pearce has lost control, or if Adam Pearce is incapacitated, or if just something in general happens to Adam Pearce. There should be another layer of management that can step in and stop things. Because guess what, guys? That's how companies work. There are layers upon layers upon layers of management. And if one layer fails, another layer steps in. Usually the one right above it, but not necessarily in that case. So, like, this is fine. Now, if Triple H gets incapacitated, then we have a problem. But, like, he's going to show up once. Maybe he shows up again in the next 2 weeks, and that's it.
So,
and we won't see him in that capacity again.
Yeah, Brock would have to listen to someone like, it's Hunter. Exactly, Brent. And two, Brock has one more appearance left to go home.
Yeah.
WrestleMania, the man's. That's where I think Lesnar gets the one-up on Oba going into Mania. It was Penta Kofi Kingston for the Intercontinental Championship. Penta retains, but that's not the story. The match was fine.
The match was great.
It is what happened afterwards. Penta announced that at WrestleMania, he will be defending his Intercontinental Championship in a ladder match. And I'm here for it. Against whom? Currently, it is Dragon Lee, Javon Evans, Rusev, and JD McDonagh.
This is gonna pop off.
With more probably going to be announced. They said that apparently they were doing qualifying matches on Main Event, but apparently those were things, or in reality they're just making things up and saying, hey, because Javon Evans won a match on Main Event 1 week and Rusev won a match on Main Event 1 week. They were qualifying matches for something that didn't be announced. But hey, it's cool. But so there you go. I'm here for a big ladder match at WrestleMania. That'd be fun. Io Sky Raquel Rodriguez had a match. It was good. You had Asuka and Kairi Sane come down towards the end, giving Raquel Rodriguez the chance to hit the Tahana Bomb on Io Sky and pick up the victory. So I still think it's setting up probably Io Asuka at WrestleMania. That's kind of where that one makes the most sense, it seems like. But we shall see. But the main event of the show featured CM Punk and Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns came to the ring first, wants to be acknowledged. CM Punk's music plays, and he storms to the ring, and they just start to fight. Reigns hits a Superman punch, tries to toss Punk over the rope. Punk reverses it, sends him to the outside. They start to fight on the outside. Security comes out, trying to break them up, but couldn't get the job done. They start fighting some more. Roman eventually gets put in to the GTS by CM Punk. Before that, I should mention, Roman speared Petey. Then we got the GTS. Pearson's like, that's it. You're done. He goes to walk away, returns, drops Roman Reigns with a powerbomb through the table, and then gets down next to him and starts going, Roman Reigns, as he's punching him in the face. And CM Punk stands tall to end Monday Night Raw.
This was just Adam Pearce's really bad night.
It's the road to WrestleMania. What do you expect?
I don't know, but this was just Adam Pearce's very bad night. Like, he just did not have a good night tonight. But this was good. This is heating up, which you would expect it to at this stage. So no complaints on that at all.
And we got matches made official. We got a tag team match. We got an Intercontinental match. We got a couple singles matches made official. We are up to WrestleMania 42. Let's see, how many matches are official now? Let's see, we're up to 12 so far, with more to come. It's pretty good. Pretty good.
It's filling out.
But that'll do it for the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We're back live Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern for The Rack.
That's right. Tune in. We'll have news. We'll have notes. We'll have a discussion of some kind. It's The Rack, Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
NXT Stand and Deliver Pick'em.
Aha!
As their biggest show of the year is this Saturday on YouTube. Speaking of Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, another edition of CB Radio. Sunday night is WTR, Sunday night, Russell Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern for Build a WrestleMania 2. And we'll be back next Monday night for the Raw Post Show. Whenever Raw ends, live to talk all about it. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Shit. If you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's not Prime Gaming. It's not Twitch Prime. It's just Prime. Click the purple button below the screen like Lindsay did for 69 months. Nice. Or just click it in general like Brent did for 38 months. You can use credit card RockinSock or...
Lin's M Word.
In the Fortnite app store, Big Game Store, when you buy Looney Tunes, Heelys, and more, because we are...
Hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias, at Lin's Ward, L-E-N-S-W-R-D. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lin's Ward. You can follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@somalin'sward, and you can follow me on TikTok, Lin's Ward Zero.
This has been the Raw Poster, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday for the rack, and right back here for the Raw Poster every Monday night. Lone Eras, The Wild Talk, Radio Network.
Classy looking so delicious, but I'm nasty. Ain't nobody tell me nothing, ain't no need to gas me. Got a hole in control, solid gold, baby. Hella fly, glide when I'm passing them by.
WildTalkRadio.com.